Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bandroom Podcast. My name is Dylan Maddox.
And I'm Kate Nishimura.
And happy, happy new year.
Yes. Happy 2022, Dylan.
I know. This is crazy. How was your holidays? We haven't really talked. We've talked a lot in between the last episode.
Yeah,
and we have. Now, but this is kind of the first time.
Yeah.
Recording since then.
Yeah,
so what's new and exciting?
Well, I've been writing some music, which is is good. A little stressful, but good. And for Christmas, I got a Nintendo Switch, as you know. This is part of why we've been talking a lot. But for our listeners, Dylan and I have been
both gifted some of our Nintendo
holiday
Switch
time. Yeah. Playing
separate
some
Nintendo
games.
Switches. We're not sharing. But we got Mario Kart. I'm trying to get Kate to get Smash Bros, but she, I already got four games
myself,
and I want to over.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, gotta.
Yeah, yeah. But I've been playing Animal Crossing a lot, so if any listeners out there have any of these games, you know, you can now play.
We'll leave our code in the link.
Your favorite Bandroom podcast hosts.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it would be very overwhelming if I just started handing out my code.
Yeah.
Even more
so
for you.
I think we would get nothing done. It's probably not a good idea going into a new semester of school and a new year of like work and all that stuff. But anyway, it's a nice, fun way to pass the time.
But before we do talk about more of the future, we must go back in the past because that's what this whole episode is about. because I went to my first ever Midwest Clinic this year, and I was happy to be there. I was sad to be there without you.
I know.
And it was probably the number one question asked to me when
I'm
I ran
sorry.
Into people. No, it's not your fault. People like you. That's what happens. So while I was there doing a couple little tiny interviews with people, not as many people as I wanted to, but I was able to ask people what their favorite Midwest memory was, because although I had reasons to go back, I wanted more reasons to go back. So I ended up getting a great stories from past BRP guests that I was able to meet with in person, as well as hopeful future guests as well. So it was a cool thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wish that I could have been there, and I'm sorry that I missed the opportunity to connect with all the people and that you, Dylan, had to field all the questions of where's Kate and all that.
Yeah,
but
between you and Jason Kassler,
2022, here we are, new year. Hopefully we'll both be back at Midwest later this year, and we can do all of that. But I am personally very excited to hear these little mini interviews because I didn't have the opportunity to have the conversations in person. So I'm excited to listen to these. And I think a lot of people out there listening will enjoy as well, because whether you were at Midwest or you weren't, I'm sure, you know, you've been or you're hoping to go at some point. So hopefully it'll be relevant. And all these people that you interviewed are really awesome people too.
Yeah, there's a lot of great people who I'm going to list in a moment. One of my kind of biggest takeaways from Midwest was not the fact that it was Midwest and all that stuff, but just the fact that I got to meet in person like a great majority of the people that we've interviewed, which was really great.
Yeah.
A lot of them are taller than I thought, because I only saw them from the torso up for
that's true.
A year. What is it, 2 years?
Yeah.
So that was really great. And then also to meet future guests, wink, wink.
Yeah.
And you know who you are because you told me you listen, which I'm very grateful for. And also I told you that you're on our hit list. So be ready. But yeah, so that was cool. And also just to meet, like actually, I'm not even making it up, like meeting people who listen to the podcast and for them to tell me how much they've enjoyed having this kind of resource, especially through the pandemic when we don't get to go to Midwest like inspirational events all the time. It's been really great to hear from so many people who are enjoying listening to us blab on for these really long intros and guest interviews. The other thing I already mentioned was, once they realized who I was, either from my mask or the top half of my face, they were like, "Where's Kate?" And I had to give us, I had to say why, you know, because you're in Canada, and
yeah.
I had just gone to Canada before and told you a horrible travel story, and
I know.
I feel like it kind of like pushed you over the edge. So I had it all planned out. Like by the 10th time someone asked me, I gave them the same answer. But it was crazy seeing composers that we all know and love and like really well-known conductors just be like swarmed by people at this thing.
Yeah,
so I was picturing us at Midwest next year, and I don't even know how do you even walk 2 feet? Like if you're John Mackey, how do you even move through the exhibition hall?
Sometimes you have to like take the back roads. You have to go around things if you actually need to get from point A to point B. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But what a wonderful problem to have.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to be stopped by so many people that just want to introduce themselves and say hi and let them know that what you're doing is impacting their lives. Like, that's just such a cool thing. And I'm really sad that I had to miss that for myself, selfishly this year. But I think it was really cool for me to hear about how many people were coming up to you to, you know, express some excitement around the podcast, because I think this is the first opportunity, you know, for you to really connect with people in person that have been listening all this time. So what a wonderful
Absolutely. Thing. And then the last thing I'll say, just because we've talked a lot about you not being there, but I made a post while I was there, and although Kate was not there, she was there, so I was really lucky to go to a couple of the panel things that you were involved with, and that you ended up being involved with in the end of it, which was great. And then also I was there for Kate's world premiere of Wilderness, which was very exciting.
So
we did a little crappy cell phone recording of it.
You know what? I'll take it. I think it's just so special for me to know that people are listening to my music. Even if I'm not there, it was really nice. I got a lot of positive feedback from people who were at the performance, and that really helped to make up for the fact that I had to miss it myself.
Yeah.
But I will cherish that shaky phone video forever.
Shaky phone video. And then at the end, I like turn it to Angela Schroeder.
And then
to me, by the way, and then right after the performance was done, we kind of snuck out of there, and Angela went right to the Murphy music booth and picked that bad boy up.
Awesome.
She's like, I need this before it sells out, because I think there's gonna be a lot of people coming after the concert.
It did. Sean Murphy told me that all the copies that he brought were gone.
Sweet. So anyway, congratulations, Kate.
And thank you.
What an impact you make even when you're not there.
Thanks, Dylan.
Yeah, no problem. So you probably want to know who you're going to be listening to. But before we do that, Kate, what can people do to help support the podcast?
That's a great question. So I have a new update in terms of ways that people can help us out a little bit. So if you've been listening to this podcast on Spotify, up until this point, there wasn't actually an option to leave us a rating or anything, and now there is. So I'm going to just quickly walk you through. If you're on a phone, you can just pull up the Bandroom Podcast like page thing on Spotify, and just underneath our picture, there's a little thing that says it should be saying following. If it says follow, tap it and it'll say following. There's a bell next to it, and if you tap that, that will notify you when there's a new BRP episode, so that you can be among the first to listen to it. And then if you tap the little dots that are next to that, you can actually leave a rating of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And that really helps us out, because as we kind of go up in the rankings, it shows our work to more people, and new listeners can find us and catch up on the past episodes and all of that. So it's a huge help. If you have a second to do that, please do that right now. And same goes for Apple Podcasts. You can leave a rating and a review. You can leave a comment on our website. You can send us a message directly and let us know what you think. And thank you so much to everybody who's taken the time to do any of these things, including sharing a link with a friend or a teacher or students or whoever it is that you think will benefit from listening to what we're doing. We really appreciate the support.
We do. And especially recently, I've been getting a lot of emails and things from people who want to personally reach out and say how much they're enjoying the resource as well, which is great. But a couple of the people that I was able to speak to were our friend, my Irish brother, Keith Kelly from the Global Bandroom podcast. He was hanging out at the Kaleidoscope Adventures booth. He's another guy at this Midwest thing that is like very well connected. So I was able to go hang out with him and do a little interview for the Global Bandroom at the Kaleidoscope Adventure booth, as well as meet our wonderful new sponsors, all the people who work at Kaleidoscope Adventure. So it was really great to meet them in person and also thank them for their support. And if you haven't already, please go check out Kaleidoscope Adventures if you're thinking about planning a band trip or any kind of school trip. I've also had the opportunity to meet Ansby Rose, who is a composer and director of bands at Dort University. Our friend Nicole Puno was there, and we got to connect a couple of times during the conference, which was great. I finally got to meet Sean Murphy, and he gave us some memories at the Murphy Music booth. If you're looking to just hang out with cool people, just hang out at the Murphy Music booth.
That's the place to be.
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah.
I got to spend a whole day with Dr. Angela Schroeder because I came out of the bathroom and I went, oh my gosh, it's Angela Schroeder. And we had a catch up and then we just walked around the exhibits for the rest of the day / evening and hung out. So that was cool. I got to see Dr. Rob Taylor, who's director of bands at the University of British Columbia, and catch up with him a little bit. And he was very busy with the Horizon Leans Forward. I was able to go to their panel, which was fantastic. And then I was able to follow them kind of to the GIA booth after. And it was so, so cool and heartwarming. And I teared up and everything seeing Eric Lung be swarmed by people wanting to sign the
pictures.
Book.
I know of him just giving autographs. It's so wonderful.
Yeah. Partly because he's a fellow U of T graduate, a Canadian. And I think most importantly, he's one of the most genuine, amazing people that I've ever met. He's like the nicest person I've ever met in my life.
Totally.
So it was great to connect with Rob and to connect with Eric. And then last but not least, I was able to meet in person Gail Brechting, who is the president of the Association of Concert Bands, which is the world organization for community concert bands. So she gave us some really great memories, but all these people gave us memories. I had a list of other people that I told, I'm going to come find you tomorrow. And I either couldn't find them, or someone like our friend Kevin Day had a giant lineup of people to talk to him. And I'm like, nah. I'll catch him another time. Also, Katash Copley was trying to get a hold of him. Caitlin Bove, same thing. All our friends and colleagues are rock stars. So there's a couple of people that I didn't get to talk to, but I was also shy, which was weird. Like I had trouble going up to people.
So I think a lot of people are experiencing that kind of like, I don't remember how to do this after being in a little square Zoom box for so long, you know?
Yeah, so. I usually kind of try to plug a Patreon thing. Please go check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/bandroompod, where you can have access to bonus episodes, older ones, because there won't be one affiliated with this episode, but certainly go check it out for extra content. And without further ado, here are some Midwest memories.
Hello there. And here I am at the Midwest Clinic in Chicago, all by myself, no Kate this trip. But I was just walking around and, oh my God, I bumped into Keith Kelly. Welcome to Midwest. I'm actually at his booth, so it's more the other way around.
You're welcome. Welcome to your first Midwest.
Yeah, this is my first Midwest. And because it is, I need some advice. And I want to come back, and I want more reasons to come back.
All right.
So I'm wondering, I'm going to be asking a lot of people today if they could tell me their favorite Midwest memory.
Favorite Midwest memory. I mean, I'm going to lean into the stereotype here for a minute, Dylan, and say that it's always been at Kitty O'Shea's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, look, I'm an Irishman, as you can tell. People like to meet up with me at Kitty O'Shea's, and it's always been a great night. And honestly, I mean, the convention hall and the exhibit hall is brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's the evenings that I really enjoy.
Oh yeah.
Like, 'cause you just relax a little bit more, kind of have a more in-depth conversation.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not one specific memory in Kitty O'Shea's, although, yeah, Wednesday night just gone was great with you.
Yeah, we closed it down.
We closed it down. A Canadian and an Irish man walking into an American bar. We managed to close the place down. But yeah, I mean, whether it's the Kitty O'Shea's evenings or whether it's the Canadian night or the ABC throws on a convention, all of those evening hangs are brilliant. I was in California hang there for a little bit as well. And, that's the bit that I enjoy the most. Yeah. And actually, if you're ever coming to Midwest, that's the tip that I will give you. Find out where the hangs are, see which ones you might be interested in, see if you might know someone, and head there. You'll meet friends.
It's like a behind-the-scenes schedule you have to make beyond the app that they use now.
Right.
They should have a reception app.
They should have a reception app. They should definitely have one. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was at the California hang at the Palmer House for a little bit, and I leaned into the bar to try and get a drink, and I met a guy sitting right beside me. He ended up being the director, Axel Foley, the director of the U.S. Marine Drum and Bugle
Corps. Oh, okay.
And we instantly hit it off with our drum corps interests. Yeah. And, that's the sort of thing that happens at Midwest all the time. Yeah. And it's my favorite part about it.
Beautiful. That's a wonderful memory. And thank you for taking the time to tell me that. Yeah. And also, it's just great to see you in person.
Great to see you, Dylan. And listen, best of luck with everything in 2022.
Yes,
and
you
best
too.
Of luck with the podcast. And,
thanks, Keith.
Thank you.
There I was, coming out of the bathroom. And who did I find? But Dr. Angela Schroeder from the University of Alberta.
What are the chances?
What are the chances? We're here at Midwest, outside of one of the big concert halls. And I'm just asking everyone, since it's my first Midwest, and I want to come back, I want more reasons to come back, what is your favorite Midwest memory?
So my first Midwest was 1996, long, long time back.
Hey.
And my favorite memory of 96 was waiting in line when you had to line up in the Hilton Chicago and towers down the hallways. And somehow I ended up at the front of a line. I don't know how and where. It was in the right place at the right time. And I ended up in the second row to watch Wynton Marsalis play.
Hey, not so bad.
And oh my God, my life was completely changed. Watching Wynton play was absolutely enthralling, incredible, as you can imagine. Looking Wynton in the eyes, getting pictures of him 6 feet away. Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. So I was hooked from that year on. And I feel like this might be my 20th Midwest this year. So it's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I'll take it as a 20th anniversary. I think it's been 20 times. I'll count my books when I get home.
Well, I hope to make it to 20.
You'll make it. You'll make it.
I'll celebrate with a random board member. Who knows? It'll be good. But thank you for sharing that memory with us.
Well, happy Midwest.
Yes, thank you.
Glad you're here.
Our friends at the Interprovincial Music Camp will be hosting their first beginning band camp summer of 2022.
Can't read music? No problem. No experience is required. All campers ages 9 to 12 are welcome.
Learn from amazing faculty like Jackie Sue and a team of specialists. They'll teach everything from instrument assembly to first notes and bring you to your first performance. You'll also get to benefit from masterclasses with world-renowned faculty to learn more about your instrument.
Don't have that instrument? Also, no worries, because instruments will be available courtesy of Long & McQuaid when you get to your first camp session. Choose from flute, clarinet, alto sax, trumpet, French horn, trombone, euphonium, tuba, or percussion.
IMC facilities are second to none, with fully equipped cabins, outstanding meals, with one of the chefs dedicated to preparing meals for those with specific dietary needs.
You'll have a great time learning about music, but also enjoying a true camp experience with traditional activities such as swimming, sailing, water skiing, beach volleyball, and much, much more, as well as evening programs for campers each night after the faculty concert.
Register today at www.campimc.ca to learn a new instrument, be inspired, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime.
Okay, we're back again. And now, coming from the Murphy Music booth with two fantastic... Oh, okay, well, Nicole Pino's here, but we're going to get to her later. Yeah, she's supporting us right now. But I am very excited to be here with Ansby Rose, who teaches at Dort University, also a fantastic composer. Go check out his music. And I'm just here. It's my first Midwest. I want reasons to come back, more reasons. I have many already, but I was wondering if you could tell me your favorite Midwest memory.
There's many of them, but my absolute favorite that comes from first to my mind is when Alex Kaminsky with his group from Florida played the fourth movement of my symphony to close their concert. This was 4 or 5 years ago. And at the end of it, he gave the release and turned around to recognize me. And he kind of motioned for me to come toward him, and I literally jumped onto the stage, which was about, you know, chest height.
Right.
And gave him a huge hug. The applause was just overwhelming, and just the kids had played that piece with everything that had happened with that group in the previous year. It was just very emotional. So that's probably definitely my top one.
Wonderful. Yeah, no, it's great. And then there's so many really great performances I've been at this week. And
absolutely. And,
yeah, not only the groups in the evenings, but like you mentioned, the high school groups, the junior yes. high groups have been really fantastic. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, here I am again, still at the Murphy Music booth.
It's a good place to be.
Come check it out next year for sure. And I'm here with a past BRP guest, composer, educator, extraordinaire, Nicole Pino. Welcome to the Murphy Music booth. You should welcome me.
Welcome, Dylan.
This is my first Midwest, as I said five times already. But
it's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
It's nice
to be here.
I like seeing you in the hallway.
Yeah, it's been nice to see everyone. And like realize how tall everyone is, because I've only seen you from like
this is true. So.
But I've been asking people what their favorite Midwest memory is. You say you don't have one, so we're gonna ask, what are you most looking forward to this year?
I guess my memories are all so collected. I just like the experience of actually meeting people that I haven't known, and even my own composer colleagues that I have gotten to know through coming to Midwest has been nice. So that's a memory, I guess.
Yeah, that is.
The thing I'm most looking forward to is actually today. I have my first Midwest performance.
Oh, it's the first.
It's my very first. Oh, and I've wanted a Midwest performance for many years. So the Athena Brass Band asked me to write them a concert opener, which is what they are opening their concert with today, later this evening, called Bright Shadow Fanfare. And they let me write whatever I want. They said, we want it to open the concert, write whatever you want. And so, as we all know, I like those kind of commissions and those kind of pieces. So I did not hold back, because they are an amazing group, and I've written for them before. So, and I've heard them many times, and they always pull off things I can't believe they can pull off in just 3 or 4 rehearsals. So
very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna bail on the college night for a few minutes so I can go catch it.
Yay.
It's gonna be good.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for chatting.
It's been real.
It's been real. I'm back, still at the Murphy Music booth, but right now I'm here with the man himself, Sean Murphy. And like I've been saying, this is my first Midwest. I want to come back. I want more reasons to come back. So I'm wondering if you can tell me your favorite Midwest memory.
Yeah, definitely. So this is your first Midwest. Yeah. And for us, our first Midwest was back in 2016 or 2017. And no one had heard of us at all. And we had one piece being played. And my favorite Midwest memory is coming back a few years later, people coming up to the booth and like knowing who Murphy Music Press was and having heard of us and having heard of the composers and being happy with the work we're doing. So that's my favorite Midwest memory, and I hope to make some more memories with you when you come back next year.
Well, thank you. And yeah, if you haven't already, check out Murphy Music and all the wonderful pieces and composers they're supporting. They're doing amazing work with the composer first in mind. So please go check out Murphy Music. Thanks, Sean.
Yep.
Thank you.
It seems like almost every episode we talk about the importance of community. Often maybe our guests bring it up to why they became interested in band. Community is a big part of why many of us do what we do.
Absolutely, and that's why I love our new partnership with the Canadian Band Association, to share an opportunity for you to be part of a national community of band directors, musicians, and educators.
And becoming a member is easy. By joining your provincial band chapter, you automatically become a member of the Canadian Band Association.
No matter if you're in British Columbia, Newfoundland and Labrador, or anywhere in between, there is a band association for you.
Yes, even my homeland of Prince Edward Island. They started a new one, which is very exciting. Membership benefits include access to the Canadian Winds Journal, monthly e-news,
national insurance program, national youth band audition discounts for students, access to national awards and musician certificates.
Not to mention all the great events your own provincial chapters will hold. Conducting workshops, community band events, reading sessions, workshops, and more.
Support band and music education in Canada through supporting the work being done by your local chapter.
To learn more about how you can become a member of the Canadian Band Association, visit canadianband.org/chapters to find info on how to connect with your provincial chapter. That's canadianband.org/chapters to learn how you can be part of the Canadian Band community.
Here I am. Now I'm not near any booths at all, actually, but I did bump in too. Dr. Robert Taylor from the University of British Columbia, a little bit of Canada here at Midwest. So I've been going around asking, what's your favorite Midwest memory? We've decided that that question might not be suffice for you. So I want you to tell me about Miss West.
Well, the real Midwest is the Miss West, which is every Friday night at the conference, a group of Midwest's most fabulous conference attendees, people who love them, will go out for drinks and celebrate the power of allyship.
Yes.
And it's an incredible opportunity to connect with people from everywhere and to feel a lot of love.
Yeah. There you go. Friday night in Midwest, this West. And I need to say, Rob was part of a really fantastic panel discussion this morning about the book that we've talked about a lot in the podcast, The Horizon Leans Forward. So if you haven't already, please go check it out. There's lots of great stuff, really wonderful resource, and lines up with exactly what we're talking about, that allyship and how we can support and how we can be better. So thanks so much, Rob, for taking the time to talk. And here we are. I'm now at one of our new sponsors, a Kaleidoscope Adventures booth, and I'm here with none other than she's showing her name tag like I don't know what her name is.
Just making
with
sure.
The president of the Association of Concert Bands, Gail Brechting. Welcome to Keith let us sit here.
Let us sit here and make us look good because we're at
official.
His booth.
He even put his global band room sign down. I appreciate that greatly. Yeah. And I'm really excited actually.
Yeah.
To be connecting with you this week, because
with
our little repertoire happy hour, I've enjoyed watching all of them.
Oh yeah,
and I knew that Kate and I were going to be on one, and I was really looking forward to
absolutely
talking and chatting.
Yes,
and there was too many of us.
There was, and that was not fair because I really like you Canadian people. You know, we live pretty close to Canada and Michigan, so you know,
basically the same thing.
Absolutely,
but,
absolutely.
This is my first Midwest, and. Making,
really?
Yeah.
You're a virgin.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Uh-huh. So, I'm a trombone player.
Yeah. So making memories of my own this year, of course.
Wonderful.
But also, I want to know everyone else's memories and why they keep coming back year after year. So, what's your favorite Midwest memory?
Well, I've been coming to Midwest for many, many, many years. I mean, I came for a long time as a young teacher, and I just so your audience knows, I retired after 40 years of public school band directing. Mm-hmm. And so I came as a young teacher to pick up on all those things, like how do you finger a flute this way, or what are your you know, key changes on this or whatever. And I gained all of that. Like the young people are here today doing the same thing.
Right.
And then my life changed and I wasn't able to come as much because of various reasons, just in my teaching patterns. Right. And then finally I started to come back after I got involved with community bands is why I started to come back. And I came back. So I've been coming probably now at least another 20 years out of the years. But my favorite memory, and the reason I think many of us come as we've been teaching more, is for the networking and for the hearing of the ensembles that we don't get the chance to. Also looking for new literature and seeing, you know, we're like, that's one thing I like about Midwest is they, even the top ensembles have to play different graded levels in their performance, which allows you to go and hear, you know, like the Dallas Winds, but they have to play certain levels of music so that you get to hear it played professionally, played well.
Yeah.
But my favorite memory is, and if your audience knows who Frederick Fennell is.
Oh, yes.
Okay. My favorite memory is when it was still at the Hilton, the this conference, before it got moved here to McCormick Place, knowing who he was and only knowing him from afar and everything like that, I ended up in an elevator with him. And he came zipping in, and I'm not very big. I mean, I'm only 5'1" on a good day, but he was my height or littler. And he came zippity-doo-dah in, you know, like a golem, you know, this little man. And he punched the buttons that he wanted. And I'm standing right next to him, like as close as I'm standing to you right now. And I just couldn't even believe that I was standing next to this music god, really, in our mind. Yeah. And he had all these, this, he was exactly what you think. He had all of this music kind of scattered all around him. And yet the mind, the energy that this person just had by standing next to him was incredible.
Right.
So that is truly my most famous memory, maybe, that I loved the fact that I had that opportunity to be in an elevator with Frederick Fennell, and then got to see him conduct then that evening and at something, but knew that I had been in that space with him, which was so neat. And that's what happens here.
Yeah.
You find out that, yes, our music world is really small. You know, it's not 1 to 6, it's 1 to maybe 2.
Yep.
But you also get to find out that these greats are just like us.
Yep.
They're people who, you know, put their shoes on it and their feet hurt and they're tired and they this and that. But they're here to help all of us, and they want to be around us. I've noticed in the past probably 25 years that they aren't on the pedestals as much as they used to be. They want and need us too. And that has been lovely to know that these friends of mine here at Midwest is when we connect and we get the opportunity to rub elbows with people and get to know people. The other thing I really love about Midwest is the international thrust that is here that allows us to get to know people from all over the world. And they want to know us as much as we want to know them. And that's the thing that I have taken away from Midwest a lot. Of course, there's tons of great music, and that's part of it. But where I'm at, I think it's the networking a lot.
Yeah.
I do go hear groups. I love the fact that you hear groups that are children, you know, your middle school's children, and they go all the way up, you know, high school, college,
well,
military,
so surprised,
and community bands.
Yesterday, Kate's piece, Wilderness, was premiered.
Yes.
And I went to go, and I opened the program, and I was like, oh, they're very little.
Yes, they are. They're babies, really. Yeah. Their faces, you know, they don't have all their teeth or, you know, their adult teeth yet, some of them.
You know, adult teeth.
Yeah. And, you know, that kind of thing is, that's the beauty of this conference as well.
Yeah.
And you stand here, like, looking at it right now. Everybody needs each other here.
Right.
You have to have each other here. Nobody can come and say, I'm better than everybody. You're not. We all function as one organism here.
Yeah.
So that's my memory. It's a big one, but it was wonderful.
If more people in the world thought like what you just said, it would be a much better place.
It would be, wouldn't it? I know. If they would only ask, you know, the musicians to run the world.
Yeah, there we go.
We would have a very happy, happy planet.
Happy
for sure planet.
Happy.
You know, I mean, look at it. There's people, everybody walking around smiling.
Yeah.
You know, do we make a lot of money? No.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you have to have a lot of money to be happy. You know,
yeah.
I think it's really a fun place to be.
Yeah. Well, great. Thank you for all of that.
Oh,
I need to say the other kind of great performances that we've heard here at Midwest have been community bands.
Yes.
So there's been, we had the Eastern Wind Symphony this morning.
Right, the Fairfax,
from
Virginia,
Atlanta.
And Atlanta.
So there's, yeah.
Those three are ACB bands too.
Okay.
You know, I'm the president of the Association of Concert Bands, and they are our bands. So we were very, very proud of them.
Yeah.
And for a while, we didn't have too many community bands here. It took us a while to get them to understand that that's music's for life.
Yeah.
And you're not going to. So when the military bands were sequestered a few years ago, community bands were, wait, we do need the community bands. So they came to us. And since then, they found out we're of a level that they want to continue with us.
Right.
So,
And I want to thank you for all your work that you're doing with ACB. And for anyone who's listening, even in Canada, who wants to check out and learn more about the Association of Concert Bands, please do.
Please do.
They have a website. And Keith and Gail also have a podcast
We do.
Can you remind me the name of it?
Yes, it's called It's a Band Thing.
It's a Band Thing.
Yeah.
So you can check that out wherever you listen to podcasts.
Absolutely.
And thanks so much, Gail, Please for do. Sharing Thank these
you,
stories.
Thank you, Dylan. It's been delightful. I really have enjoyed it.
Thanks so much for spending time with us in the band room. If you want to learn more about anything we discussed in today's episode, check out the links found on our website, bandroompod.com.
If you liked what you heard, make sure to subscribe to the Band Room podcast, give us a rating and a review, and tell all your friends about how much you enjoyed it.
If you really love the show, maybe you should consider becoming part of our Patreon community, where you can support BRP and get some extra incentives in return. Or you can buy some sweet, sweet BRP merch, helping to offset podcast hosting costs and investments into new equipment, so that we can continue to bring you great content and great people.
Follow us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to keep up with what's on the go. If you have any thoughts on today's episode, leave us a comment on our website, bandroompod.com, where your comment might be featured on a future episode of BRP. Our theme music is Skyline, composed by EKR Hamill and performed by Dr. Gillian McKay and the University of Toronto Wind Ensemble.
Stay safe and be well, bandies. Thanks again for stopping by the Band Room.